You're with Craig Zonka and Rebecca Livingston on ABC Radio Brisbane.
It's been almost 100 years since women's football, and that's soccer we're talking about, was first played in Brisbane. A century. The first game kicked off at the Gabba in September 1921 in front of a buzzing crowd of about 10,000 people. Today we have the Brisbane Roar W League team, but there are parts of the game's history that are still a bit of a mystery. And one man is on a mission to piece this rich history together, but he needs your help. Dr. Lee McGowan is a QUT researcher, and he's spearheading this collective research project. Lee, good morning. Welcome to ABC Radio Brisbane.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can't help but notice you have rather a thick Scottish accent.
What made you think it was Scottish, Rebecca? What gives it away?
Well, you can set me straight on that. But why the fascination with women's football and Brisbane specifically?
Well, obviously I'm not a native of Brisbane, but I have two daughters who are both fascinated with football. And my eldest daughter, she's 15, her name's Hannah. She's growing into a fierce feminist. I'm very proud of her. A couple of years ago, we were at a game and she said to me, "Dad, why are women's teams not as good as men's teams?" And I was like, I had to stop and think for a minute. And I said, well, look, if you compare things, you know, women work all week, they train a couple of nights a week, and then they have to turn up at weekends to play. Plus, they don't get paid very much for doing it. Compared to the men who train maybe for a couple of hours in the morning, a couple of hours in the afternoon, they get paid. They've got people helping them with their diet, physiotherapists, psychologists, you know, masseuses, you know, all that stuff. And they get paid really good wages for doing it too. So I would imagine that's something to do with it. And then my youngest, she wants in the action all the time, right? She's 10, but her curiosity is much more about where things came from in the history. So when the girls started asking me about the history in Brisbane, I came across this first public game where 10,000 people watched these two teams of women playing football at the Gabba of all places, you know, and you're going, this is just incredible, you know. So
10,000 people, and that was back, what year was that game?
That was in 1921, yeah. So that was in September, on the 25th of September 1921. Now, there had been some football played prior to that in other parts of the country, because the crowds in the UK in the 1920s were absolutely massive. The women's game in England in the 1920s was drawing crowds of 40, 50,000 people. One game in 1921 had a crowd of 53,000 with an approximate 14,000 people locked out of it. So the men of the English Football Association decided that it might be an unsuitable sport for women to play, and they cited, among other reasons, medical and aesthetic reasons, and misappropriation of funds too, which is really interesting, because in the women's game, these massive crowds were drawn, big crowds, making lots of money, and then they were giving the money away. So you can imagine these old stogie-smoking factory owners going, oh, wait a minute, we can't be having this, you know. And so they were like, right. So they didn't ban women from playing football, they just banned them from playing on English or football-associated grounds. So,
and what have you found out about here in Australia? If we were having, you know, that 10,000 people at that first game at the Gabba here, was there a similar sort of a bunch of blokes sitting around in a corner bar, you know, smoking away as you describe it, and did they make a similar call here in Australia?
Aye, they did. It was an interstate conference that happened in Melbourne in February 1922, so the news broke in England and obviously it filters through the papers, and they said, no, you can't do this. But by that time in Brisbane, we'd already had something of a season. We had five or six teams at that point in Brisbane of women's teams playing football. The Queensland Ladies Soccer Ladies Football Soccer Association formed in July 1921 here in Brisbane, and a fella called RJ Powell, who we'd love to find out more about, formed a team at Latrobe Ladies team really early in July. So that's the kind of first Brisbane team, but two teams had formed a week before in Toowoomba, of all places. Yeah, it's incredible. And then so they had a season, they had a meeting that night in July, I think it was the 8th of July, and 100 women were there. And so they formed two teams that night, with three other teams probably coming off the back of that too. So
this is almost some lost history that you're uncovering.
Well, That's been the brilliant thing, Craig, is the more you dive into it, the more you've learned. Initially, people had thought there was just this one game in Brisbane, but now we've discovered there was games through 1922 as well, because women got sick of being treated like a novelty and decided not to stop reporting the games to the newspapers. And then there was more football in 1926. We found a report of a game in Emerald in 1921 as well. So it's
in Central Queensland?
In Central Queensland, aye.
This is wild.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It takes a Scotsman with his two feminist daughters to uncover it. Dr. Lee McGowan, a QUT researcher, looking at the history of women's football in Queensland. And Brisbane City Council they initially gave you a grant to write a book, but now you're sort of collecting a digital archive instead?
Aye, so it's through the Helen Taylor's Community Award for Local History Research. So in honour of this amazing researcher called Helen Taylor, who worked for Brisbane City Council, the council gives an award away, and her family are still involved in it, everything. We met them the night that I won the award, and they were just so fantastic. And so they gave us the money to do some research, to gather some data or evidence, you know, of the game, and then write a book, you know, and that had always been the plan. But then it's almost one of those where the more you discover, the more you realise we don't know. And so rather than capture it in a book and lock it down in a hard copy, we thought we'd look at a digital narrative, which allows us to share video and images and gather people's stories as well, you know, so the story continues to grow. So it's rather than a football history written by a dusty historian or a professional sports writer, it becomes this story that's been written by the local community themselves, you know. So and it's the women have, it blew my mind how much men went out of their way to stop women from playing football in the first place. And so as a result of that, the female players to this day are fantastic advocates of the sport. So if you just say, go and tell us about what you were doing when you were playing football, they were like, you don't want to speak to me, you want to speak to this other amazing person who did this other amazing thing. And so before you know it, you've gathered all these fantastic stories of these female players.
And now we're starting to see women's sport make headlines again, you know, both with the W League and the Raw finished at the top of the ladder for the season. Unfortunately, it wasn't so kind to them on Sunday at Perry Park against Melbourne City. But it's not just in football. It's also happening in AFL. We're seeing talk of the rugby league competition also starting up for women at that national level. So there's, you know, this was happening back in the 20s you talk about. Now we're trying to get back to that stage in 2018, almost 100 years later.
I know, it's bizarre. Do you know, even the thing is because it came to be called soccer here in Australia in the 1960s. It came to be called soccer in the 1960s. It was initially always called football, the Queensland Football Association. So this is pretty much the first code of football in Australia, if you like, you know. I'm very myopic when it comes to the code I support the most. So
the call out is for people who still have a bit more information that you haven't found yet to join in and help create this living archive, as you describe it.
Absolutely. So what we'd initially thought was there was some games played in the 1960s, and then things really picked up in the mid-1970s with this fantastic woman called Elaine Watson. But we've since discovered that there was probably games in 1959, around that period, and we know there was a game in Ipswich in 1953 too, and some earlier games in the 30s, and we're just really looking for anybody who has any information on that period to come forward so we can fill in some of the blanks. But honestly, I got an email this morning from a gentleman over at Grange Thistle, and he sent us all these fantastic photographs of the girls' team that he coaches, and he's clearly very proud of their success. He sent us photographs, he sent them a video of their chant and written a report of their grand final so that we can put that up on the site. So it's just brilliant to be able to see the contemporary version of the game and these young women who are following in the footsteps of these fantastic pioneers that had to fight to play football their whole careers, you know.
It's so motivating to hear, isn't it? It's brilliant. I feel like you should G up you know, the W League teams before they get on the park. This is amazing. So the website is With the Ball at Her Feet.
Yes. That's the name of the project, yeah.
With the Ball at Her Feet, .com.au. So visit that online. And there's also an exhibition at the Chermside Library.
That's correct.
Through until the end of February.
Yeah.
So not too much longer.
Well, then we're in discussion now with Brisbane City Library about putting that in other libraries, and then the QUT are looking to see if we can use it in their library too. So hopefully we'll have it around until at least the end of the year.
Brilliant.
And watch out for the names of Hannah and Harper McGowan to be future Brisbane Roar players as well.
Nice touch.
Lee, so great to have you in this morning. Dr. Lee McGowan from QUT, the website with the ball at her feet.com.au.